Hey everybody, welcome into Vikings Connected. This show is all about you, our favorite fans. My name's Erin Newberg, alongside my co-host, Ben Lieber. It's bye week, but that doesn't mean we don't have a ton to talk about. We're coming off two big wins. We have great moments, great momentum.
Yes, two huge wins, and talking about great moments, we're going to talk about great moments on this show from the team's first few games and from Cordarrelle Patterson and his experience on this show and all the things that he's shown us. So let's get connected. Well, we are celebrating the bye week, and with that, we asked you guys to send us posts and pictures about your favorite moments from the first nine games. So let's get right to it. I think everybody agrees that the Anthony Barr game-winning walk-off, whatever you want to call it, touchdown, was the biggest, probably most special moment of the season so far.
Yeah, that's what most of you said was your favorite moment, but I think Tom really sums it up for all of us. He says, if your favorite moment wasn't the Anthony Barr fumble recovery for a touchdown, you belong in Wisconsin. I mean, you do.
Yeah, okay. And I agree.
If that wasn't a highlight for you, you're not a real Vikings fan. It was pretty amazing.
So how about this one, though? Disregard the picture, because the picture is creepy.
I hope this isn't at his dating site profile, because that's not going to get a lot of chicks.
That's right, not going to get you anything on Tinder.
Maybe here, exactly. Keep it off Match.com, keep it off Tinder. So Corey says, Munnerlyn suplexing Breeze. Well, he put it in there.
I know.
And I know when he wrote it, he was doing this.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, the play, it didn't go over so well because it was cool, but it kind of led to a big play after that. So not so cool.
All right, next up, the buzz around the Atlanta game with Teddy. I mean, that was his first start.
Yeah.
It's really where he made his debut.
I think everybody at the beginning of the season, they wanted to see Teddy play. Obviously, you don't want to see Teddy play because of injury.
No.
But, I agree. The buzz around that stadium for that game, it was pretty special.
Yeah.
So it was a great moment.
He lived up to the whole poise. He lived up to the excitement.
He did.
Now, Desiree says her favorite play was Harrison Smith's interception against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and I agree. That was a big-time play. He continues to be, one of the best safeties in the league. And, each week he goes out and proves it. So I agree. Another big play.
This is coming off the Vikings Facebook page. Coach Zimmer being quoted, "We are building what I envision."
And we got a couple comments, too.
Yeah. Who would have thought our defense would be one of the best in the league by week 10? Defense wins championships. Vikings' future is looking very bright.
Just look at last year with Seattle. Obviously, defense wins championships. I, as a defensive player, I agree 100%.
Right.
So.
Right.
Good advice.
Another comment from Kyle. How about a top 10 defense in less than a season from being nearly dead last in every category? Pretty sure that's the vision he's talking about, since defense is his specialty.
It is all about the defense, and hopefully we can get back to a championship. But thank you for your post.
So if you guys remember, last week I dressed up for Halloween. Ben wore his Sunday best.
Yeah.
And if you missed the Halloween pictures on Vikings.com, you've got to check them out. Our team photographer, Andy Canutas, did some amazing work.
Props
on some
to
of
Andy.
The, yes. I mean, this is incredible and quite scary. I mean,
I think it's incredible, and we have to make note of it.
Yeah, putting all the special effects on there. I mean, it looks real. It looks like they really had their makeup done. This is completely done by one man's vision. Look at these guys. So you can find this on Vikings.com. You can also find other great things on Vikings.com. This is going to be up. Okay.
Yeah,
never
this
mind.
One might
I can't
be,
even talk
one,
over this one.
If, as you look through them, this one might take the cake for me.
Yeah.
It's the creepiest of them all.
Yep. The no eyes.
Yeah. It's something about the no eyes. Standing at the end of my bed in the morning. That would.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think about.
I had a hard enough time dressing up last week, much less going here at Frankenstein.
See, if Frankenstein was at the end of my bed, I'd be like, oh, it's Frankenstein.
But if you look like that,
cool. I don't know.
It's like a hungry Frankenstein. This one could be funny, but not. Like, if looking at it on the TV screen, funny,
but if
you were right in person,
but if you got him to laugh, if you told a joke, that's funny.
I don't know. That's
Predator.
I can't.
One of the best movies ever.
I don't. Can't even go there. Another no eye.
Yeah, another no eye.
Yeah.
But with the expression, for some reason, not quite as scary. It's the blank expression.
Yeah, it's like, I feel nothing. I am numb.
I feel nothing. I'm going to eat you alive.
Yeah, and therefore, I will torture you to your death.
Yes.
Right. This one's not too bad. Now, this I can handle.
Yeah. The piranha teeth?
Yeah.
That doesn't scare you at all?
I mean, it does, but I'm fat. I mean, I can run fast, so I feel like I could run away from that.
Yeah, but you're always in heels.
Well, I mean, I can run
in heels. You'd be the girl that in the scary movies that always trips and falls. Like, oh no.
I would be in the scary girl in the scary movie who is the last lone survivor. Oh, my gosh, Andy Knutis. What have you done to this dude's face?
How much work did it take to do this one?
Ooh.
Oh, Wobby, we're
Thank
just playing with
heavens
you.
Halloween's over.
Yeah, Vikings.com, check it out. All right, it's golden nacho time, and right now we're going to celebrate my top plays, my top three plays from the season so far, and I want to give you guys a little bit of an illustration on Harrison Smith's interception in the very first game in St. Louis. Check this out. He's actually responsible for this area of the field, but he doesn't run there right away because he wants to bait the quarterback into thinking he has a throw from this receiver coming across over here. So as this thing plays out, you'll see just how savvy he is, understanding that that's my zone, but I'm not going to run to that spot because then the quarterback's going to see me and not throw it. So he baits the quarterback into thinking, hey, I've got a void, I can throw it to this receiver, and he picks it off and takes it to the house. So that's just another reason why I think people appreciate his gameplay and why he's one of the most special safeties in the league.
Coming up, we'll revisit some of our favorite guests so far this season on Vikings Connected. Hey, is that A-list actor Josh Duhamel?
I comb my hair and everything for you guys.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.